You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 267, Karma Chameleon by Culture Club. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. With outlandish makeup, stovepipe hats, and dreadlocks, Boy George was a cultural lightning rod. The undisputed leader of Culture Club, he owned several hits in 1983 and 1984. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Made the number one slot in 23 countries, but my focus on Lyrics Undercover is their next hit, Karma Chameleon. Culture Club was an English new wave band, part of the 1980s new romantic movement that included a focus on eccentric fashion. Comparable bands of the time included Duran Duran and Spandau Ballet. The group featured Boy George on vocals, Mikey Craig on bass, Roy Hay on guitar and keyboards, and drummer John Moss. Their second album, Color by Numbers, included the international hit Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, as well as Karma Chameleon. The latter sold over a million copies in the 3 weeks after its 1983 release. Karma, 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 chameleon. The band's work was a fusion of musical styles. Moss and Hay listened to rock, while Craig was more focused on reggae, calypso, and other Caribbean music. The melodies came from George, with influence from R&B and contemporary black music. George, Craig has said, is a white soul singer. Karma, like Rust, never sleeps. It's always watching and waiting, which is largely the point of the song. George has said, quote, "The song is about the terrible fear of alienation that people have, the fear of standing up for one thing. It's about trying to suck up to everybody. If you aren't true, if you don't act like you feel, then you get karma justice. That's nature's way of paying you back." Karma, 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 karma. Culture Club's songwriting was a group effort, though George took the lead when it came to lyrics. He had an affair with Moss, who had another affair at the height of the group's fame. George has said that the lyric to Do You Really Want to Hurt Me was about Moss and their difficult lover-professional relationship. This was also, he said, the inspiration for the line, "You're my lover, not my rival." The relationship was never revealed while the band was together. Perhaps Boy George was using the songs as a way to communicate with his wayward lover. Every day. Culture Club liked to play with symbols, using crosses, stars of David, gender symbols, lightning, and oriental calligraphy in their performance art. Drummer Moss told Jeffrey Hines in a 1983 interview that, quote, "In Culture Club, we use everything. We're saying these things are interesting, and you should take what's good about them, but don't just take one symbol and let that represent you. That's a fascist thing to do. So, we use all sorts."
I'm a man without conviction.
When Culture Club was in the U.S. to sound out the American market in 1982, the public reactions to Boy George were extreme. Even in New York City, the multicultural mecca, quote, "A bunch of men in lumberjack jackets shouted obscenities from a passing truck. Minutes later, passersby stared as Boy George danced insanely about the pavement to the bangs and whistles of a dodgy one-man band," wrote David Rimmer for a piece in Smash Hits. A souvenir shop assistant calls over and confides, "I'm really jealous. Your makeup is really good." Boy George's image distracted from the band. An interview written by Jeffrey Himes for Musician in 1983 opens with questions about Boy George's masculinity and goes on to record his defense. George said, "I'm very masculine. I can throw a good punch. I'm taller and bigger than people expect me to be. I'm sure they expect a little fairy wearing dandelions." That's a pain to the time. It's hard to imagine similar reactions today.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, chameleon. You come and go. Come and go. Love it would be the ethnic colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green.
Karma Chameleon has even been used as an indictment in political campaigns. In 2006, likely based on the lyric "I'm a man without conviction," it was used against British Conservative Party leader David Cameron. It also surfaced during the 2010 Pennsylvania Senate election against sitting Republican, recently turned Democrat, Arian Spector. He lost the primary, and Republican Pat Toomey eventually took the seat. The band formed in 1981 and dissolved by 1986. Perhaps Boy George and his androgynous persona, which could have masked their forays into fusing reggae with rock and roll, overshadowed their work. In their career, they amassed 10 top 40 hits, and in 1984 won a Grammy for Best New Artist. They went on to subsequent hits in the UK during a 1998 to 2002 reunion tour. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vitamos and Marlissa Doss and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.